An intriguing perspective on cooking wild game from executive chef and experienced hunter Randy King, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Since you're the real chef when it comes to wildlife, what's your take? Do you prefer whitetail over muley?
I prefer muley mostly because I prefer what I have. This is going to sound bad to a lot of the hunters out there. I've only ever shot mule deer, and I've shot one blacktail out of Alaska. I am fixing that this fall, hopefully, with a big backpack hunt. My father, brother, and I are all flying into the Selway Wilderness up in northern Idaho. We booked a charter plane. We're getting dropped off, and we're going to go whitetail deer hunting for 5 days. So I'm hopefully going to be fixing my whitetail lack of experience. I tend to prefer mule deer because that is what I've eaten since I was a kid.
So recipes for venison, irrespective, are in the book.
Yep, recipes, and that's the nice part. A lot of red meat is kind of transferable, right? It can be caribou, it can be moose, it can be elk, it can be whitetail, it can be mule deer, or it can be antelope. A lot of the times, those recipes are all kind of interchangeable. Red meat is usually pretty good with the same sorts of things. A little bit of fruit, a little bit of acid, a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper. It's probably going to taste pretty good, especially if you've treated it correctly. And I think that that can be a lot of the times where people are having issues maybe with mule deer. If they go on a once-in-a-lifetime mule deer hunt and it happens to be in the middle of the rut, that mule deer isn't going to taste as good as that whitetail buck they shot in early September out of their tree stand feeding on apples.
Randy's cookbook, Chef in the Wild, recipes from a true wilderness chef. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.